Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Striking workers have reached an agreement with Fairbanks Scales in St. Johnsbury, and they will return to work today. 65 of the company's employees, who are members of the United Electrical, Radio, and Machine Workers of America, went on strike a week ago after they said talks with the company reached an impasse. Union Representative Chad McGinnis says the company returned to the bargaining table yesterday, and the two sides reached an agreement that has been ratified by its members. Two out of three Act 46 plans up for a vote Tuesday were rejected. Windham Southeast Superintendent Lyle Holliday said turnout was strong in Brattleboro, Guilford, Dummerston, and Putney, where the merger plan was rejected by a wide margin.
Everybody working on this, the study committee, the alternative groups, they care about kids, and that's great for all of our students and families.
A plan to merge four school districts in the Southwestern Vermont Supervisory Union around Bennington failed by just a handful of votes, and in the Upper Valley, Chelsea and Tunbridge did approve their merger. A Canadian brewery and a Rutland brewpub are locked in a trademark dispute over their moose-themed names and logos. St. John, New Brunswick-based Moosehead Breweries has filed an infringement lawsuit against Hop and Moose Brewing Company. Hop and Moose recently began canning its beer, which is sold in about 15 nearby stores. Moosehead was founded in 1867 and adopted its current name in 1947. It sells beer in Canada, the U.S., and abroad. Moosehead argues that similarity in names and logos could create confusion among the customer public. A Vermont judge has ruled the state must restore the driver's license of a medical marijuana patient who lost the right to drive after a pair of alcohol-related arrests. The State Department of Health refused to restore David Ballard's license after he completed a driving education program in March. Officials cited an opinion from a drug and alcohol counselor that concluded Ballard had a mild cannabis use disorder that could impair driving. Ballard uses marijuana to help with symptoms of Lou Gehrig's disease. Judge Robert Mello ruled officials must reinstate Ballard's license because there's no evidence that the Milton man drove while impaired by marijuana. Mello wrote that Ballard's therapy goals don't require that he abstain from using cannabis. The Vermont Department of Health will not appeal the ruling. Voters in Middlebury approved the decision to grant easements on town property to Vermont Gas Systems free of charge. In June, the Select Board approved the easements on three downtown properties, saying that other utilities have been granted similar easements in the past. A citizen successfully petitioned for a townwide vote on the issue, saying Vermont Gas Systems should pay. Yesterday, voters approved the Select Board's decision granting the easements. Vermont's Killington Ski Resort is claiming the season's bragging rights as the first resort in the East to open for the season. The Killington Resort says the first trails will be open today to skiers and riders who have special passes. The resort opens to the general public Thursday. Meanwhile, the Sugarbush Resort in Warren says it started snowmaking Monday and, weather permitting, hopes to open on November 18th.